A few days a week, radio station owner Momsonando would go on air at this time to talk to callers. Now the station and its listeners have to do without him, as he sits in prison across town. The DJ who's taking calls says Beehive is carrying on.
There is no effect to the station's operations. It's a personal matter for the president. All of the staff comes to work normally. Many staffers respect the station rules. We're not afraid at all.
Beehive is one of the few independent media outlets in Cambodia, where many stations are controlled by political parties. Its broadcasts have won praise from rights activists for championing causes that other stations ignore. It also carries Voice of America programming. Callers used to have conversations with the owner about social issues and injustice. Now Momsonando has become the subject of the shows he once hosted.
I asked the government to release Momsonando, offer him freedom. We are his guarantors, we are 100,000 people, and we will take his place in prison.
This is a somewhat familiar situation for Momsonando, who was imprisoned twice before for his reporting. This time, he faces up to 30 years in prison for allegedly attempting to form a secession movement. His supporters say he is being targeted for criticism of the Cambodian government and of rights abuses by the powerful. Prime Minister Hun Sen dismisses the allegation. Momsonando's wife, Din Panari, has taken over leading the station. She says his absence has been a big change.
Because Momsonando is like the heart of the station.
She's dismissive of the court case against her husband, as well as even the idea that he could be planning a secession in rural Krache in Cambodia's northeast.
How do we lead an insurrection with just 2-3 farmers earning a living feeding chickens and pigs? How do we secede? It is not true. It is not possible.
The court has not yet set a date for trial. And as Beehive goes on without its primary voice, the man behind it sits in pretrial detention, and his supporters worry about his health. Rick Valenzuela for VOA News, Phnom Penh.
Thank you.